Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Your teams, your station. Call the fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
Good morning, campers.
Al and Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
All right, here we go, 501-501, it's Wednesday. Nice to have you with us, the Eddie Scazzeri. What's up? As we're in the friendly confines of the studio. God, I hate the remote shows these days, but we understand why we do them. Al, Luis, Dukes, what's up, man?
Good morning, Jerry. It's good to be back in here. I was out all last week. We had remotes Monday and Tuesday. You were out as well, so it was good to be back.
Like a week and a half.
Yes, it's been a while.
Been a while, yeah.
One thing I do worry about with those remote broadcast shows, in particular when they are at the Giants and Jets camp, and I think about this all the time, the show is always on a riser, right? So there's you have to take a large one step up, but a large step up to get on the riser, to sit on our chairs.
Word, if your thin leg is going to have enough strength to go up the step.
Yeah, will it be able to pick me up? And the same thing on the way down.
Yeah.
And I get so nervous because we have NFL players walking up that large step and down that large step with wires everywhere.
Yes.
I just picture, you know, Zach Wilson tripping on his way down.
Yeah, sure.
And getting injured.
Who knows?
Yeah, I think I get so nervous. Like I know they clearly see the step coming up, but on their way down, I always go, "Oh, watch! Oh, watch this."
Bad news, good news.
Yeah,
the bad news is they'd get hurt. The good news is we'd be all over the media.
Right,
that'd be tremendous.
WFAN injured quarterback Zach Wilson.
No, we didn't, but that could happen. That is true.
He tore his ACL walking away from an interview.
That's not our fault.
When he fell over, when he stepped down and didn't see the thing.
You know what? I don't want to hear about injuries anymore. I saw a 48-year-old pitching a baseball game last night.
Yeah.
And he hasn't pitched in 7 years, 12 years, or whatever, and he threw 117 pitches.
Nelson
then he's
Figueroa.
Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
enough with these injuries.
He didn't play well, though, Jerry.
No. Did he go out and pitch a complete game?
A complete game, 7 innings.
Well, whatever. 7 innings, 118 pitches, 119 pitches, whatever it was. He hasn't thrown in a game in years.
He allowed 8 runs, though, Jerry.
I don't care. Is he hurt?
Not as far as we know.
Then enough. No more of these stupid injuries.
So this is Nelson Figueroa, who he unretired to pitch a complete game for the Staten Island Ferry Hawks.
Well, he unretired because they had no one to pitch.
Well, how do they have
no
one to
pitch? He's the pitching coach. I have no idea. Call Gary Perrone up.
I'm not calling to find
out.
He's
running that show over there. I have no idea.
Yeah, so then Nelson Figueroa said, give me the ball.
And he took the ball, and he gave you 7 innings.
Right.
Innings eater.
Nelson, I hope he gets called up to the Mets.
I know he's not going to get called up to the Mets.
Who are the Staten Island Ferry Hawks a part of? Were they used to be Staten Island Yankees.
They used to be the Staten Island Yankees. I honestly have no idea.
Pizza Rats, and now they're Staten Island
Ferry
Hawks.
Did they actually become the Pizza Rats, or was that something they were just kicking around from that viral video?
No, I think they became them.
Did they?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to be honest, I have no idea. I know the place is really cool. The sights are awesome. The skyline, all that. Great place to go watch a game. What team they are, don't know.
That is true, though. He did throw 119 pitches, and he's old.
He's not old. He's my age. He feels fine.
He doesn't have to pitch again.
Like, you know, trust me, I understand this is not Major League Baseball.
But you know he's probably this morning, he's waking up hurting.
Do you know last week in Myrtle Beach, I threw batting practice every day for 5 days. 12 kids, each got roughly 20 pitches. Now, am I throwing curveballs? Not many, a couple. I do throw them a couple. Am I throwing my hardest? No. But that equated to about 250 pitches a day. A day. So I threw the ball last week well over 1,000 times. Feel great.
I'd love to see you pitching for the Staten Island Ferry Hawks.
Well, if Gary Perone wants to give me a one-day contract, I will go out there and pitch for the
Staten.
I would.
There?
Yes, I would.
I say we do it, Gary.
I would do that.
Let's go. Let's get her done.
Give me one inning.
No, you got to go a complete game.
But if I give up 19 runs in the first inning.
Right, they got to treat you like a regular pitcher. If you're not doing well, they pull you out of the game.
I got a mean 52-mile-an-hour fastball, and I can throw the slow change and curveball at about 38. You never know. One inning, I might trip those guys up a little bit.
That's true.
I'm going to come up and in.
Or one time through the order, so three innings.
That would be cool. Well, that'd be a perfect game.
For you, yeah.
Three innings. One time through the batting order might be one inning or one-third of an inning or infinity.
I might not record
anybody.
I think you could get through three innings, Jerry.
How do we get this done? I'm in.
One, two, three. Well, we just call the Ferry Hawks.
Who's the short little pudgy guy on the mound? Oh, he's a 48-year-old Little League coach.
We've got all 48. We've got all 48-year-old pitchers now on our team. Now, we did get a pitcher's duel last night in Seattle.
Yes, you did.
Which we were sort of expecting, Gerrit Cole versus Luis Castillo.
Yeah, but what you don't expect is after they leave the game that no one can score for another five innings.
Yes. The game went 13 innings, which is very, you don't see a lot nowadays since they put that dude on second base in extra innings.
That's right.
But no score until the bottom of the 13th.
Correct.
When Seattle wins at 1-0.
Right. Luis Torrens.
Now, I was looking through the, I didn't see it live, Jerry, as I was sleeping, and I think the game was over when I probably
woke up. The game
ended
about 2:15, I think, 2 o'clock in the morning, I think.
Yeah. See, my alarm goes off at 2. I didn't even think to put it on.
I did watch the lad this morning. I did watch the last four innings.
The extra innings?
I did. I didn't see the first 9, but I did watch 10 through 13.
So I was looking like in the 11th inning, top of the 11th.
Yeah.
The Mariners got two great defensive plays, or the Yankees score there.
Is that the Benintendi play?
Well, I know they put the guy on second.
Right.
And then someone on the Yankees lines out to second, and they double up the dude at second.
All right, that's a different. Maybe I'm talking about the 10th. I get the innings confused.
And then in the 12th inning is when they had the comebacker to the pitcher.
Which he catches it behind his back.
Yes.
Yeah. See, so that's a weird play. So two things here. You have Ben, I think it was the 10th inning then, where Benintendi gets picked off second base. He's looking to steal third. Why, I don't know. But he's looking to steal third. And I'm forgetting. I think it was Paul Sewald who was on the mound, the former Met. Maybe not. He did pitch, maybe the 9th, 10th. I forget what inning. But the pitcher is in the stretch. And you know the pickoff play at second base when the pitcher lifts his leg, turns, and spins to second? So he lifts his leg, and Benintendi takes off for third. But when he lifted his leg, he started to spin. I got to be honest. Watching it, it looks like a balk to me because he doesn't complete the spin. He stops and then throws. But whatever. It's not a balk. It's fine. So why he's trying to steal third, don't know. But it's a good play since it's legal. He kind of tricked him and whatever. So that was a mistake because you don't want to do that. The play you're talking about was the comebacker where the pitcher went behind his back to make the play. You had, I know it was Isaiah Conner-Falefa that got thrown out at second. Was it Luis Trevino? Was it Jose Trevino, maybe? I forget. It might have been Trevino, who's going. See, he's on second, and it's Conner-Falefa that hits the ball. He's going to third. The dude catches the ball behind his back, throws to the third baseman, runs him down. Conner-Falefa, being a little too aggressive, I guess thinks he's going to get caught in a rundown and tries to get to second. Dude tags him, throws to second, gets him out by 3 feet. Again, a little too aggressive, but I actually understand that one more so than I understood the first one. But not good. The Yankees basically ran themselves out of two innings.
Yeah, and as we heard Erica Herskowitz say at the top during her update, 3 hits in 13 innings for the Yankees.
Yeah, and none after the eighth inning, I believe.
Is that right?
I don't think they had one hit after the eighth inning.
What do we do?
Now, Josh Donaldson got hit by a pitch.
All right.
So they had first and second at one point, but yeah, they didn't. They had no hits, none after the eighth inning.
No. And had bases loaded, no outs in the 13th.
And didn't score. Yeah.
And then at the bottom of the 13th is when the Mariners beat them 1-0.
Yeah. No, it's a bad one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, I had my bet going, Jerry. You and I have a bet going that with the Braves and the Yankees.
Yes, that's over. Right
that
now.
Combined, one of the teams would lose five in a row. One of the teams would lose six in a row.
So right now, you need the Braves to lose six straight games.
Yes, because the Yankees have lost five straight.
Right.
But the Braves did beat the Red Sox yesterday.
And I don't know if you know, they were losing that game, I believe.
They were?
I believe the Braves were losing that game late, and they actually wound up coming back to win it.
They win 9-7, so yeah. A high-scoring game there as well.
Yes, that was in, I think, 11 innings. I'm going to double-check.
Oh, is that right?
That was in, why is Red Sox Royals coming up?
I don't know.
They played the Braves.
They did play the Braves, Jerry.
I don't.
So now I need the Braves to go on a whole new six-game losing streak.
Here we go. It was 11 innings. The Red Sox led this game 2-1. Then they led it 5-4. Then they were tied at 5. Then they were trailing. Yeah, so they led 5-4 in the sixth, did the Red Sox. And the Braves came back to beat them 9-7.
And my bet is dead.
Well, for now.
For now. But
you got one half of it is complete.
Plus, the Braves got to play the Mets again. The Mets will sweep them, get them right on that. And if they come in having lost a couple games, I'll get my record right then and there.
I will tell you, it doesn't seem impossible anymore, honestly.
That's right.
So
that's
a six-game losing streak, it could happen. You got the one out of the way. Now you need one more.
Now the Mets won five straight, Jerry, beating the Reds again in another ho-hum. Mets beat the Reds 6-2 last night.
More importantly, they've won 14 of 16.
And 15 of 18.
Yeah, I like 14-2 rather than 15-3, but that's fair. Still pretty good.
It is still pretty good.
Yes,
that's a pretty good record. Now there was a rain delay. I actually put the game on
7:10
to watch the game, and then I got locked in. SNY put on this like Keith Hernandez special.
I thought you don't watch those things.
I got caught up because I put the medic in. I was like, why? You know why I got caught up? 1980s.
Yeah.
Mets baseball.
Okay.
Gary Carter, Mookie Wilson.
All right. I believe they have one on Craig Swan tomorrow.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Now, here's something I didn't realize. I would have thought, if you were to say to me, did Hubie Brooks and Gary Carter play on the same Mets team? I would have thought yes. But last night I found out Hubie Brooks was part of the trade to the Expos to get Gary Carter.
Right. I would have thought the same thing. I forgot about that.
Yeah. And I didn't know this either about Keith Hernandez. The year he won the MVP... The year prior, he batted like .214.
No kidding.
It was terrible.
Steroids?
He wasn't sure what his problem was.
Yeah.
He just said I think in the second half of the season, he had 24, 25 RBIs.
Wow.
For the entire second half of the year.
That's poor.
And then comes back and wins the MVP.
Did you hear this one thing that Gary said, Gary, that Keith did last night?
Is this about the Phillies?
Yeah, it was so weird.
You didn't understand.
Did you hear it?
I didn't hear it. I was reading it on awful announcing.
So it's 40 seconds.
I'll stop
it whenever you want. But this was bizarre. This was during the game last night on SNY, Keith and Gary.
You know, I've expressed to the front office, not the Met front office, our front office of SNY, that I hate doing Philly games. So I guess they gave me the series off.
You hate doing Philly games?
Oh, because they always never seem to... Up and in fastball. They never seem to disappoint. I mean, over the years, now they're hot right now. I would like to see them. But, you know, as far as fundamentally and defensively, the Phillies have always been just, you know, not up to it.
Maybe we can shoehorn you in.
What is he talking about?
He says they don't play fundamentally sound baseball.
But why wouldn't you want to be a part of that? Then go beat them. That's fun.
Yeah, I don't know if he was trying to be hilarious.
I don't think he was.
You really think he went to them and goes, hey, if you're looking for a series to give me off, how about the film?
Yes, I do. There's no tone there where he's being sarcastic. Like, Gary seems stunned. Like, what?
Doesn't want to see their poor fundamental baseball.
I don't know. I thought that was just odd.
It was very odd. Yeah, I did see Awful Announcing wrote about it. People strange. On Twitter were like, is Keith trolling the Phillies?
Maybe he is. And you know what? It's probably working because I saw Evan post that the Philly fans were going nuts over what Keith Hernandez said. I mean, he's not wrong. I mean, the Phillies have had bad bullpens in the past. They haven't. I saw they released Didi Gregorius, by the way.
I did see that as well.
Didi Gregorius is available. But I don't know that. I don't know, and I wasn't watching the game at the time, so I don't know where that came from. Just maybe they flashed up the schedule. I don't know.
Now, how does Didi Gregorius all of a sudden become not a good baseball player? I don't understand that.
He ages out a little bit. How old is Didi now? Think about when.
Like last year, he was hitting. I feel like last year he was hitting tons of home runs.
Well, he was hurt this year for a big portion of the season. Matter of fact, when I went to that Phillies game with Joseph a few weeks ago, he was only back a short time, I believe. So let's see. How old do you think Didi is?
I'm going to say he is 33.
Just Google it.
I am. That's what I would have said.
I'm guessing
33. He's 32. He was born in 1990. He's 32. That's ridiculous. He's been around though. I mean, he came up in 2012. So this year, for instance, he's only played in 63 games this year, which is not a great number. So a batting average. So last year he batted 209 last year in 100 games. He's batting 210. So he's kind of is what he is at this point. I don't know. It's a good question.
He is what he thought he was.
The last year with the Yankees was 2019. He played 82 games. He batted 238. So if you look at what he's done, 238, 209, 210. Now, mixed in there was that 2020 season, the 60-game season. He played all 60 games with the Phillies the pandemic year. He batted 284 in 60 games. But overall, not great the last handful of years.
He's old. He stinks. Get out.
Well, I'm not saying. I'm sure someone will pick him up.
By the way, Carlos Carrasco last night won again.
Yeah, 13-4.
He's going to win 20 games.
He might.
That would be unbelievable.
Yeah, he might.
That does not happen anymore.
Not often, no.
And no one even talks about this guy.
I don't even think. He's not the wins leader, though, I don't believe.
Like, I'm sure on MLB channel, no one mentions Carlos Carrasco. The guy's got 13 wins.
Because you've got Jacob deGrom and Max Scherzer, that's why.
They don't have 13 wins.
No, they don't, but
he's
been good.
Done.
Let me ask you this. Do you think Carlos Carrasco has been great this year?
Yes.
No, he has not. He's been good. I mean, he's thrown to an ERA close to four. I mean, he's been good.
Wins leaders.
Justin Verlander has 15.
All right.
Kyle Wright has thrown. He's second, tied for second.
Yeah, tied for second. Come on.
Pretty good.
Come on.
Pretty good. So they had they flashed that up before the game began with the delayed start. They flashed up the wins leaders. I guess he had 12 going, obviously, clearly, had 12 going into the game. So he was behind a few guys. But now he's tied for second.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Maybe, who do you want to win the Cy Young, him or Edwin Diaz?
Him.
Him?
Yeah.
No.
Edwin Diaz gets the Role Age
Edwin
Relief Man of
Diaz
the Year award.
Right now. No, he's got a chance to win the Cy Young, this guy.
Coming in and throwing a couple of sliders.
He's throwing to an ERA of nothing. Yes, I think Edwin Diaz has a better chance to win the Cy Young than Carlos Carrasco.
Do they still do Role Age Relief Man of the Year?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Do you watch TWIB anymore? I have no idea. All right, we're going to take a quick break. It's 5:18. We're just getting started. We got Boomer and Gio back in studio on a Wednesday on The Fan. Don't go away.